Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. On this episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show, I want to give you a little recap of what's been going on, what the plans are for 2022, and kind of get you caught up on what things are happening. My name, again, is Jason Cutter. Glad that you're here. I had this podcast, did several seasons of it with guests, with solo episodes, and then recently, over the last couple of months, I've been using the show mostly as a way to replay the broadcast of the weekly live sessions that I'm doing for Authentic Persuasion. I put those sessions on hold over the holidays just for myself, for others. I know everyone was busy. I was doing some traveling. And so those resume January 21st. And if you're not registered, if you're not a part of that list, if you're not getting the notifications of that, make sure to go to jasoncutter.com and scroll down a little bit and look for the Authentic Persuasion Weekly Training Sessions. You click on that, there will be a Zoom registration. That way you can be a part of the conversation, join in via Zoom. So I broadcast them live via Zoom. It goes out to the internet, but if you want to be able to chat with me, ask a question, raise your hand, have me address something that you're dealing with in sales, see if I can do that in the time that we have. Make sure to register via Zoom. Also, that way you get the updates, you get the schedule, the announcement, just makes everything simple. So again, jasoncutter.com, scroll down, look for the Authentic Persuasion Weekly Training Sessions link. Those ones are free. I just do what I can to put out as much content as possible. If you have a copy of the book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, then you'll notice what I'm doing in those weekly training sessions is going through the book, sort of. I've kind of rearranged and reordered things relative to what topics make sense as I'm going through them. And then, of course, I'm adding lots of content to what I wrote. Part of the process, if you haven't wrote a book yet, is you have to write the book, you have to draw the line in the sand when you're done, then you have to publish it, and then as soon as you say that you're done writing and editing, there's of course a lot more stuff you'd want to add. So the weekly training I do is an extension of what could be in the book, what's in the book, and then some ways to use it and apply it, and things that I've been developing and working on, like the Authentic Persuasion Pathway. And if you're not familiar with the Authentic Persuasion Pathway, I don't know where you've been. Obviously, you haven't been tuning into this show. Maybe this is the first time you're catching or downloading a Authentic Persuasion show. So welcome. If so, also go back and listen to the replays, listen to some of the episodes, or if you want some help getting there quicker, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and just mention Authentic Persuasion Pathway, and I'm happy to send you some information on that, some links, and get you caught up so that you can use the Authentic Persuasion Pathway to close more deals, to make more money, and help you, whether it's this year in 2022 or wherever your sales career goes. Now, the other exciting thing that I have going on that I cannot wait for, I've been working on for a while, I realized it's something I wanted to do, and then it was developing it and building it, and also trying not to just rush into it, which sometimes is my mode to do, but doing it in a way that was going to help people be successful, is I have launched the Authentic Persuasion Private Group Sales Coaching Program, which definitely is a mouthful, the Authentic Persuasion Private Group Sales Coaching Program. And so what that is a monthly membership program for people in sales, sales roles, maybe solopreneurs, maybe someone who's trying to sell for their own business, sell for somebody else, and they're looking for ways to be successful. Again, to close more deals, to make more money. Now, here's one of the things, and this is always the advice with writing books, with creating programs, with anything, is really to create the thing that you wish you had earlier in life or earlier in your career, earlier in business. For me, when I started out in sales, I got no sales training. Now, part of it was I got into sales at 27. It was the mortgage business. It was 2002, and it was literally the definition of order taking. everybody wanted to buy a house or refinance. At least that's what it felt like. The housing market was going nuts. I was living in Seattle at the time, which was even more nuts because it's where people wanted to be. People from California thinking it was cheap up there, so they were coming to Washington State to buy other houses or to move up there or buy investment property. And so it was pure order taking. I learned nothing about sales. I still made a bunch of mistakes, which is interesting enough because there are lessons I learned in those first 6 months of sales that I realized and I still coach people about not doing it. Even though it was order taking, I still found a way to screw that up, which is very fascinating. And I appreciate all the lessons I learned. It wasn't until years later when I was helping people in foreclosure and then helping people in debt where I realized and saw what it took to actually persuade someone to make a good decision for them. Not just a good decision for me in sales, but actually what was in their best interest to help them. When somebody has $50,000 in credit card debt at 29%, you think that would be easy to help get them into a program that would help them avoid bankruptcy. And you would be really wrong because if they got to that point, it's because they're stuck. It's because they think they know what's best. They obviously don't when you just look at the pure numbers of their situation. And it takes some persuasion and some convincing for them to do what's right for their situation. And that's what's fascinating. And that's what's challenging with sales in general is you come across this ideal prospect, somebody who clearly would benefit from what you're selling, right? They have a goal that they want to go after and you can help them, or they're in pain, they're struggling, and you can help them get to a better place, and you have the product or service for that. And fundamentally, it's still a challenge to get them to be unstuck, to have them pull their head out of the proverbial sand so that they can make a move in the right direction for themselves. Again, whether it's a consumer product or service, whether it's a business-to-business product or service, it's so fascinating how humans operate when you have a good solution and they still struggle with making that buying decision. Now, I mentioned it earlier that one of the keys to this is the authentic persuasion pathway will be the formula and the way to get people to move forward, especially with some understanding around that. And if you're listening to this and you have a sales team, make sure to email me again, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and let's set up a time to chat about the authentic persuasion pathway as a workshop and training for your reps to help them close more deals and make more money. Now, back to the program that I'm super excited about, which is the private group sales coaching program. This is the program I wish I had. This is what I wish I had in sales and any point in sales because I have never received any formal sales training at any organization I worked at. After a short amount of time, it was just assumed that I knew everything about sales and I was the one that was going to be fixing and building. And then I was in a constant state of learning on my own and reading and studying books and listening to other salespeople and seeing what I liked, what I didn't like. And that really shaped who I am. That takes a lot of work. If you want to do things the hard way, it's about trial and error and maybe learning from others, but also banging your own head against the wall. And I don't recommend it. Most people wouldn't recommend that, even though that's what a lot of us do, right? A lot of people do in life in general. Instead of taking the cues from people who are successful or who have learned the better path up the mountain, a lot of people just think they should just blaze their own trail. And of course, that's dangerous. It's painful. Personally, mentally, emotionally, financially, there's so many ways that that is dangerous and can lead to not good results. So the private group sales coaching program is a open forum question and answer hot seat coaching program. It's not about training. It's not about lectures. That stuff I'm doing on the Friday weekly training sessions for free. I'm just putting that out there. I want to help people with that content. However, if you're in sales or you have a sales role or you want to make more money selling your product or service, then you want to be in this group coaching program because this is the place where you can come, raise your hand with a question, And I will do my best to give you some support, some feedback, some ideas, what to say when you get this objection. What happens when they're not calling you back, even though it seemed like they were a good fit? How do you set a stronger follow-up appointment? What can you do to overcome their issues around price? What do you do in this scenario? What happens when they want to get their Uncle Bob involved and they want to run it past Uncle Bob because everyone seems to have an uncle or a friend or a family member or somebody who knows everything about what you're selling, and they're the ones that they're going to go to for advice, which usually results in you losing the deal because they're going to listen to Uncle Bob more than they're going to listen to you, the strange, scary salesperson that they're worried about. And so what can you do in those situations? That's what this group coaching program is designed for. That's how it's going to be run, which is you bring your questions, your challenges, your issues relative to sales, relative to mindset. How do you deal with the fact that sales is just so full of failure? If you're amazing at sales and you're closing, let's say, 30% of your leads, that means you're not closing 70%. That means you're losing more than you're winning, even if you're amazing and successful in sales. And so that makes sales tough. That's why if it was easy, everyone would do it. Sales is so hard. Most people don't have the stomach for it. They don't have the mindset for it. They don't have the persistence. They just don't have the tenacity, maybe the stubbornness. You could use whatever word you want, but they just don't have it because it is tough. Now, when you do it right, when things are working well, and you figure out how to sell and persuade like a professional, then what happens is that definitely overshadows the negatives, right? The downsides, the failed sales attempts. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm not talking about, okay, I'm making so much money over here that it's okay that I'm not closing the deals. It's more about you, right, and your mindset, and then also what service you're providing for your customers, where you know it's your duty and responsibility to help the right people. So as you can tell, I'm super excited about this new program. Make sure, go to jasoncutter.com. Across the top is a link for finding out more about the program and then register and join. The way that the program works, just so you know, is that we have weekly meetings within a private Facebook group. So it's live streaming there. There's a link. You can, once the meeting begins, you can actually hop into the link and come up on stage when it's your turn, ask your question, interact, and then learn from others. Learn from what other people, maybe in other industries, selling something completely different. Maybe they're new to sales. Maybe they've been around the block. Maybe they just changed industries. Who knows? But they're going to ask questions and you're going to think, oh, that is a great question. I didn't even think about that. And you're learning from others as well. So this isn't about lectures. This isn't an online video course. This isn't just throwing a bunch of crap at you so that it might help you while at the same time draining your wallet. This is about a program where you ask your questions, learn from others, again, sell more, close more deals, and make more money in a way that feels authentic to you and is being done as a sales professional, which is truly what the world needs, right? Doesn't need more salespeople, air quotes, who are only out for themselves. The world, all of us as consumers, truly want sales professionals who will guide us, guide each other, guide consumers into making the right choices and safely doing it. Now, you know that I'm referring to the authentic persuasion pathway. If you've listened into some of the training sessions, or we've chatted, or you've attended any of my workshops or seminars, you know what I'm talking about specifically when I talk about helping people feel like they're making the safe choice. So lastly, before I let you go in this special episode for this year, I'm going to be resuming the weekly training sessions, like I mentioned, starting January 21st, and I'll keep doing those. Make sure to register. Go to jasoncutter.com to find the link for that. And then if you don't know, I have two other podcast streams. One is the Scalable Call Center Sales Podcast. The other one is Call Center Confidence with Cutter and Kat. So make sure you subscribe to both of those. Watch out for new episodes coming soon. We're doing some really fun stuff with the Call Center Confidence with Cutter and Kat show coming up this year. We've changed some things. We're going to make that definitely more and more valuable to call center leaders. And then with my Scalable Call Center Sales Podcast, if you're running a call center, leading a call center, if you work in a call center, which could be anything that involves telephone sales, inside sales, then make sure to tune in, subscribe to that show, download the episodes, share that with anybody you know, because that's where I'm going to be putting a lot of new content, a lot of interviews coming up this year with some amazing call center leaders, managers, owners, people who have been in the business, and they are going to be sharing their insights with me, and hoping I can just share that with the community out there and help anybody in business and sales and so on. So that's the exciting stuff going on. Again, if you're tuning in new and we haven't chatted, please always make sure to email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Let me know your feedback. Let me know you just started listening. You've been listening for a while. If you've tried things that I've talked about on the show, this is like episode 419. So there's plenty of episodes if you've listened to them. You know, what's worked? What didn't work? What ideas did you have? Also, I have a bunch of ebooks that I send out. So if you email me, let me know what you're challenged with. I might have an ebook or a guide or something I can send you. Just to help you. If I can help as many people as possible be more effective in sales and do it in a way that leverages things like authentic persuasion, then that's all that matters to me. My ultimate mission is to enable and encourage over 1 million authentic persuaders in the world. And if we do that, if we all work together, then we can shift the way sales is done. We can shift the way that sales feels as a consumer. And really, my goal is to shift it from being a dirty word to a profession that people actually want to work in and then people also want to buy from. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, like it, leave a rating or review if you're on iTunes. All of that helps other people find the show as well. That's it. And I will catch you in the next episodes, which will probably be the replay of the weekly training sessions. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.